man can take the glory for the things that are going on, but we can give all the glory to God, because he's the one that is working in us. He's the one that's leading us. He's the one that's guiding us. Cursed is the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm. But our trust is in the living God. Anna and Pedro were talking about trusting God. That is having faith and confidence in God's ability to lead us, to guide us, to provide us, to direct us, to enlarge our heart, to take care of our needs, to work in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You can do all things through Christ which worketh in you. It's God is infusing that inner strength in you. You are ready for anything. You are equal to anything through him who infuses that inner strength. God is the one that's doing the work. Kelly mentioned about being strong in the grace. Be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ made this grace available through his obedience. God made it available by him. It took the will and obedience and humility and meekness of the Lord Jesus Christ to lay down his life, in the sense that he was willing to give everything up to do the will of the Father. And we can do exactly the same. It's just a decision of our will. And when we receive these wonderful heavenly words and recognize the wonderful benefits of God, that we can truly live in peace and power. When you've got peace, then you can manifest the power of God. When you are all shook up inside, you ain't manifesting nothing but fear. But God has delivered us from fear. He's given us his Holy Spirit. And God says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom. And God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So when all the crazy things are happening in the world, when our circumstances might be shook up by some situation, or we got to do something that's difficult, when we just sit back and relax and give the things to God, then he will perfectly direct us what to do, how to move. He will provide everything for us in our situations so that we can go through it with peace. And, you know, life is conditioned by words. Life is conditioned by words. It's all about the words. It started in the garden. I was sharing this the last couple of times I shared. Add a word, change a word, all these type of things. A play on words. Satan likes to play on words and get you to change what God is saying. But when we're walking with God in lifetime, he'll give us the perfect words to say. He'll give us the perfect words to declare. And talking about what Craig was mentioning, about people being under certain ministries, we don't want to name them, it's not worth it. But the point is, you know, when we start looking at men, then we'll be controlled by man. But God wants us to go to him. He's made you free in Christ so that you can live and move and have your being in him. And there's wonderful ministers in the body of Christ that is supposed to encourage you. That's all we need to do, is the encouragement. Even if there's reproof or correction, it would always be so loving and encouraging so that you can do it, right? It'd be challenging at times when we are being confronted in an area that we're not right, but God loves you, so he will give the perfect words to you, and then you decide. Every day we wake up, we make choices and decisions. What decisions are we going to make? We can decide before we even go to bed at night that when we wake up in the morning, it's going to be our greatest day by the grace of God. And to be strong in the grace is to be strong in the things that God wants us to do. The grace is, yes, we know the definition. God's unmerited divine favor to mankind. That's the definition men have put on that. But grace is so much more than that. Grace is that God does the work. He wants you to rest. He wants you to cease from you trying to do the work. He wants you to cease from you trying to renew your own mind in your strength. He wants you to cease trying to be strong in the Lord in your strength. See, it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. All our job is to make the decision. And I come back to this decision. People don't like that word, right? It's a committed decision, and people are afraid to make a committed decision to God. But God says, why? You know, because if you make that committed decision, which I'm energizing in you, I will give you the strength to carry out on that decision and keep you in it. So we won't fail God. You know, he's never made a failure. And he's working in us, he's energizing us, he's strengthening us. So when we move with God, then we can move in great freedom. When I was going to all these different people, you know, I learned a lot from all these different people. I won't discredit them, because there was a lot of great things I learned from PFAL classes, from all the things I've done, other classes I've taken outside of those things. It helped me on my journey, but it also helps me to see the truth and the error. In India, they say, we're so thankful for this truth. this truth, what truth? This truth? That, you know, kind of got my attention. We're so thankful for this truth. Because there's many people that think they got the truth. But the fruit and the proof in your life and in your results will show you the truth. Is it the truth that sets you free? Is it the truth that gets you to walk with God? Is it the truth that gets you to look only to God and not be man-dependent, not be an organization-dependent? God never designed organizations. God designed the one body of Christ from house to house, each home. Those that desire, those that God's called to lead those home fellowships. That's where it's going to be, from house to house. And yes, there might be a time where we all gather together. But the strength is in from house to house. Like I see, because I do the one-on-ones, I see there's great strength from the one-on-ones. Because that person and the one ministering, God is working in both of them. The things are being shared. God has given the energy and the words to help that person to go to God. And then it's up to them. So it's from house to house. They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. What was the apostles' doctrine? It was the things concerning our wonderful Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, right? That they can be born again, that they can receive this Holy Spirit, that they can speak in tongues and live this new life of freedom, this new life of power, this new life of healing, this new life of abundance and provision. Because that's what God made available. That's the will of God for all men. That they enjoy this wonderful life. This life, what did Jesus say? I am come that they might have life, Zoe, fullness of life in every area, and that they might have it what? More abundantly. Our life should be a great witness of the power, of the goodness, of the love, and of the strength and of the peace of God. When people see your life, they know there's something different. When you open your mouth, they know there's something different about you. And it's not you, it's God in Christ in you, because you've submitted by the freedom of your will to be obedient to the Heavenly Father. And it does take an obedience. And that obedience is just so easy to do, because we know that in our own strength, in our own effort, in our own knowledge, in our own ability, we can't do nothing. We might get a little result. But if we want the heavenly results, where the 3,000 are being added daily, the 5,000 are being added. On the day of Pentecost, how many were added? Who was moving? God was moving. God sent Holy Spirit. 3,000 were added to the church, such as should be made whole. Peter and John on the way to a temple, they healed that man out of expectation. There's plenty of people with expectations to receive something. And when you're walking by that Spirit of God and being led by that Spirit of God, you can fasten your eyes and God can open them up that this person is ready to receive. And then you open your mouth and say what God says. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. 5,000 added to that church. That guy was restored too and born again. So when we're led by God, like Jesus was led by God, on his way to the well, the woman at the well. No, God arranged this for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Zacchaeus, when he went into the tree, who arranged that? God. God showed Jesus by revelation Zacchaeus' name. God showed Jesus by revelation the things that was happening to that woman at the well and all the husbands she had. And that was proof and evidence that God was working him for him to reveal these things. That she knew he was a prophet. She didn't know he was the Son of God, right? And then so after he revealed much more of himself to her. And it's as we're led by God, then signs, miracles, wonders, healings, deliverance, provision happens. And it's not that we go looking. I know it says in the scripture, Jesus Christ come to seek and to save. But he wasn't doing that in his own strength. He was doing it under submission to God to please his heavenly Father. He was one in purpose with God. And you now can be one at purpose with God. Father, my will is your will. Not my will, but your will be done. So when we take out the ministries, when we take out the classes, these things can help, right? As God is directing. When we take these things out and begin to walk, then you will see the glory of God. When you are resting in him, not trying to make anything happen. Look, we've all got good hearts. We all want to see people born again. But we can do it with our carnal mind, or we can do it with the spiritual mind. Let God work. The carnal and the spiritual are very close together. And so that's why we submit, we rest. We allow God to arrange the open doors, like with Danny at work. God arranged the open doors. God put it in his heart to stay back. Usually his manner is to go home early, and I don't blame him, so would I. Right? But God showed him to stay back. And God's going to reward your obedience. He's going to bless you. Not only can God get his work done very quickly. See, the word of Jehovah runs very swiftly. And all he's looking for is an obedient heart, not someone that's proud. To be proud is to think that we know it all, that we got the angles on the truth, right? That we know if we do this, then this, and we follow this pattern, we've seen it work before, it's going to happen. But again, everything to be led by God. Everything. And when he opens up those doors, then you move through them. You move through them. If you're praying for finances, don't try and make anything happen about them. Right? Honor God with your substance. God is faithful, and he watches over his word to perform it. If you're doing it from your heart unto God to honor him, not just to do it because you've been told to do it, but because you see the heart of God in it and what that does, then when you do it with that heart, you just expect. You just expect. Just have that expectation, like that guy was sat outside the temple. He had an expectation to receive. You will receive. God has given us a hope, and he's given us a great expectation. And so he really wants to do mighty things in your life, but he's concerned with the condition of your heart. And this is why when we receive the sound words from God, what he's speaking now, the heavenly manna, the fresh bread in lifetime for you, your situation, right where you are, when you receive them, it will be practical, things that you can do. And when you go and do them and execute what God's given you, then you see the glory of God. And then you know it's by the wonderful grace of God, not because of you, but because you were submitted to him. God resists the proud, and he gives grace to the humble, right? Grace. God's doing the work. Cease from your own works. We don't have to get things together, guys. God, let God get the things together. Follow the direction of the Holy Spirit that God's working within you. And let him move. Let him. Let God move. Let God do the work. Put God to work. God says, guys, give me something to do. Now I need you to listen to me. Isaiah said, here I am, Lord, send me. Who are we going to send? God's saying. He's still saying it today. Who am I going to send? Who is humble? Who is meek? Who has faith? Who has trust? You guys on here do, right? So this encouragement, the things that we're hearing, is to help build your faith so that you realize that you can move with God in such a mighty and powerful way. And you realize that it's not by me. It's not by my cleverness. It's not by my degrees. Like I said, degrees and PhDs, master's degrees, they're wonderful for the career you're pursuing, right? They will help you in those things. But when you're talking about the things of God, the only qualifier there is the Holy Spirit and your meekness to do what God puts in your heart to do. Because there's many counsels, there's many advice people can give you, many different narratives. But when you're walking by the Spirit, you'll know when God is speaking by someone's mouth. You'll know when God's speaking directly to your heart. You'll know because God will open up those scriptures perfectly to you. You don't have to spin your wheels or even open up and look at Hebrew or Greek. Sometimes that's very good to do as well, right? So, as it's led by God, it's got to be led by God. Otherwise, it's your own effort. And like I say, yeah, the knowledge, is it producing the power? It's not. It's the power that gives us the wisdom and the understanding of these things. And we can see how God moves. When we go to the scriptures, we see how God moved. We see how he worked with the Old Testament believers. We see how he worked with the people in the book of Acts. And who he was directing. God is the director. Your life is the film. Jesus Christ is the star of the show with you. But God is the director. He is the director. And so when we play our part, which is to do what he shows us to do, then that film is going to be successful. The film of your life is going to be successful. And in a film, you know, there's ups and downs in a film. Like our life is an up and down life at times. But we can get to the place where we move more smoothly day by day. Because we're learning to rely on God as the source of our strength, the source of our wisdom, the source of our direction and the open doors. And God is the one that opens doors. I won't walk through a door now unless God has opened it. And he will show me because of the peace that he puts in my heart about it. I want to read you Psalms. Psalms chapter 1. Lovely verse. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. This word blessed means happy. I was told long ago, your emotions don't count. It's not about how you feel. And that's a complete lie. God has given us good emotions. There's wrong emotions. There's bad emotions. But when we're walking with God, we're blessed. We're happy. Is the man that walketh not in the counsel. Counsel is where you receive words, advice, direction of the ungodly. So we're not hanging out with the ungodly. We're not taking advice from them. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. We're not hanging out with the sinners type of thing. We're not making our daily routine that we're, all right, mate, how you doing, blah, 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 living the way they're living. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, you know, the talkers, the scoffers. We're not hanging out with them. We're not receiving those words. When we stay with God and we receive His word, we're happy. When we're thinking those words, we're happy. When we're speaking those words, we're happy. And so sometimes we got to look when our emotions play a big part in our life. And God just put this in my heart to share, because I know that when things are happening, like if we're not seeing an answer, if we're not seeing deliverance, then we start to doubt. We start to get low in faith. And then the more we think of it, it affects your emotions. You can become depressed. You can become very discouraged. And God is not the God of discouragement. God wants you happy. My kids, I want them happy. My grandchildren, I want them happy. Anything discouraging, I'm there. Like, what's going on? You come to me. Tell me about it. This is what God wants us to do. Tell Him about it. God, this burden is not mine. This burden is yours. And now you give me counsel, Father. You direct my steps. You set me upon my high place in this situation. Where are you getting your counsel? What words are you listening to? And is it words that build faith? Is it words that edify you? Is it words that get you going back to God? Not to the person, but going back to God. You know that you can go to someone that's going to encourage you with the heavenly words and to go to God. And then it says, but his delight, this person's delight, is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. Day and night. And I love this word meditate here, because it means to mutter, to speak. And this is where our faith and confession comes in. Our words are very powerful. Your words are a creative force. When you start to declare the negative words because you've got negative thinking, that's why you're saying negative words, and you've got negative emotions, then you're creating more of the same environment you're in. That's why we create the environment we're in through the words we speak. When I was listening to men, when I was listening to research people, and you're not doing this right, you need to study 8 hours a day, I was being brought under a law, didn't even realize it. Well, they're right, you know, I've been taught this way. I need to research, and I need to go to this script, and I need to put it together accurately. Come on, man, you can't put God's word together accurately. God is the one that reveals it to you. So when I ceased from doing that, when God had me in a place of on my own, 3 or 4 years, He had me on a place on my own. Now, yes, I was going praying, I was going to the scriptures, and it wasn't until one morning I woke up and I went downstairs and felt so empty. I was still putting out written teachings and sharings that we were doing in the fellowship. Sometimes I would record something and put it up. People were getting very blessed by Him. People would write to me. But I was really lonely. But that took me to go to God. And when I woke up that morning, I said, God bless me. I thumped the side. You know, I shared this in my faith and confession seminar that God helped me get together, right? So it come from Him. And I walked to the back door. And all of a sudden, that power and presence of God, you guys know, you felt the power and presence of God rise up in you and on you, right? And man, I just closed my eyes like this. And I knew God was going to speak. And then all of a sudden, it just come to me straight away, like really very quickly. Lawrence, you need to say what you want, not what you see. And then I repeated this in my mind. Okay, God, say what you want, not what you see. What do you mean? You've been saying what you see. So when a situation can't, well, I haven't got the money in the bank account, so I can't do that. Or, you know, this person's ill, so, you know, we got to really believe God to do it. Listen, we got to say what we want. We got to see the end result. We speak the end result. We don't speak the problem. And also, we can pray the end result, too. anything that's burdened your heart, you give it straight to God. Father, this is your problem. You know what it is. You don't even have to confess it, but you say, Father, you know what's bugging my heart. This is yours. I take no responsibility for this burden, and I'm going to rest and allow you to direct my steps. And man, when you do that, and it's a practice, you practice this way. When you begin to practice this, then God will really show up in lifetime in your situation with an idea, with a concept, with an insight, what to do. Because God gives to a man that's good in his sight, which you are, and a woman, wisdom, knowledge, with joy. He'll give us what we need to proceed forward. He'll give us the next step to take. And as we trust in God with that step, because sometimes he might give us something we just can't see how it's going to pan out. But as we trust God and take that step, then the next step is there. The answer comes. And then you have joy and rejoicing of your heart. And God is doing this for me constantly in situations. My faith is so high because God has worked with my faith. It came through the sound doctrine. It came through the heavenly words. When I become obedient to do what God showed me to do, then I started to receive wonderful blessings, direction, clarity of thinking. There was one point, guys, that I was sat at my computer and I said, God, I don't even know what to believe anymore. Because I realized, God, that anyone can make your scriptures say what they want to say. And I prayed that, and I really was in confusion, man. And I said, God, don't let me be put to confusion. And he cleared my heart out. And it wasn't long, a few days after that, God put that in my heart about the faith and confession. And then I went to the scriptures. God said, go and look at how the prophet spoke. So our words are very powerful. And other people's words are very powerful. They work for Satan and sinner alike. What works for us works for them on the negative side, right? While the earth remains, seed time and harvest. Sowing and reaping. It's not just with money that we sow our seed, and it's not just money that we give, but it's with our words. Our words are seed. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the what? Fruit thereof. Where's this fruit come from? It comes from seed. God showed me all these things personally to my heart. And I'm like, wow. Lawrence, as a man thinketh, so is he. As you think in your heart, so are you. So what are you thinking about? And don't forget, you've got an old nature, which is dead, by the way. It's just old programming. That old programming is always trying to get there. But the more you say what God says in an area of your life, then the more that will go. And that's the renewed mind. See, the renewed mind is not, well, okay, well, I need to, you know, we can see areas in our life that we need to change. And then we could go about working at it ourselves. But when we start saying what God says, when we start doing what God says, then we're being renewed. It's a continual renewing. We see through a glass darkly. We're not there yet, right, in the understanding. Okay, because we see through a glass darkly. That's why we stay with God. We do what he gives us every day to do. And as you do that, you'll grow. And your rise, the rise of God's wisdom and understanding rises up in you. And then God opens the door so that you know when you're speaking to someone, you're not giving them you, but you're giving them him, because you're allowing him to work in you. So all the things that we've been encouraging on this Zoom fellowship is all glory to God. I'm thankful for my minister who showed me these wonderful things as well. Through their practice, it was through their practice that God was revealing these things. God will give you the things that will work. It's the practical. So we don't forget the benefits of the practical. And again, I'm going to repeat these things like I said it on the leaders meeting. There's many things that we can do, but the real key things is speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is your operation of the God-given ability. You decide to speak in tongues. You decide to prophesy. You decide to interpret if you speak in tongues in that believer's meeting, right? You decide. It's a decision. We're making decisions all the time. And I don't understand why people get kind of a little bit shaken. Not everyone, but many people do when you make a committed decision. Because we're making decisions all the time. And a lot of times we make the wrong decisions when we're trying to do things in our own strength. But when we allow God to show us something, then we can make perfect decisions. He energizes the decisions in us to make. So yes, I will speak in tongues and interpret when I'm asked. Or if I'm inspired in a meeting, I will bring forth a word of prophecy. Okay, I will interpret the speaking in tongues as God is energizing me. And then, yes, we can go to God. Father, you show me what's going on in this situation. He can give you a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discern the spirits. Faith, miracles, and healings. It's your operation. God's given you a gift. Like he's given you eyes to see and arms and legs to use. He's given you Holy Spirit. It's one gift. And we decide, yes, God, now you energize me. And I will do these things. You show me. I'm ready to receive from you. I'm ready to obey. And so when we do that, man, God really goes to work. And I'm so blessed. I'm free. Like, there's no one can have anything on me. I am free, you know, when it comes to how we move with God. Because I've been practicing. And our whole life and walk is a practice. And it's being perfected. Our walk is being perfected. The things that are lacking in different areas are being perfected. We become strong. Jesus waxed strong, right? He waxed strong. We wax strong as we continue to look only to God. So the words that we speak, the thoughts that we think, what you think, you will speak. What you speak goes into your heart, and that's where your belief system is. So what words are you receiving? If it's words of men, if it's traditions of men, you're going to be thinking them, you're going to be speaking them, you're going to be promoting someone else's logic rather than the logic of God. Okay, so when someone comes to you with a teaching or a class, you know, a lot of it would be right on, but some of it may be their private interpretation or misunderstanding of what God's really saying, but it looks good, it sounds good. Then you're promoting that. Let's promote God. What is God putting in your heart to say? What is God saying now? And each one of you got Holy Spirit on here, and you know the scriptures, so you can discern what I'm saying. You take what I'm saying to God. Is he saying the right things? You'll know. You know. And some people are challenged with what I'm saying. Some people are edified. Some people are fired up. And some people are convicted. And if you're convicted, that's God, right? That's God. God's challenging you. God's convicting you. And he's saying, now become humble. Cease from your own works. Receive these words. Believe God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. That's as simple as it gets. And God wants you to prosper and be in health. He wants you to have a great journey through this life. He wants you to be successful in every endeavor that he's put in your life. The dreams, the goals, the desires in your heart, as you stay with God, he will bring it to pass. He's perfecting those things concerning you, and what he began in you, he will finish. So it's a simple walk with God. We encourage people. We're not a lord over anyone, but we're helpers of people's joy. We're helpers of people's faith. We give wonderful encouragement, and we let people be. And if they come back to you, then you encourage. And that's all I've been practicing and doing, and it's yielding great results for me, and it's yielding great results for them, and God is getting glorified because people are being delivered, guys. People are being delivered, especially on these one-on-ones. On this whole meeting here, it's a little bit different, but when the one-on-ones happen, that's where the signs, miracles, ones begin to happen in a person's life first. And then as they practice and move, they start to see it outside of them. And it's quick. It doesn't take long. It just takes a submitted heart to God and a willing heart. And, okay, Father, you clear the things out for me. You give me clarity in my thinking, in my understanding. And I want your wisdom. Solomon asked God for wisdom. God was so blessed that he asked for this wisdom to come in and out amongst his people. We need to ask the same. And God has given us the spiritual wisdom. Or he may give it to you. It all depends where your heart is. If you're humble, if you're meek. Give you that spiritual wisdom in the revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, you know. So, like, there's wonderful things that God has got planned for each of you. If you're a follower of people, then you're going to go down. You're not going to see these great things. God wants you to be a follower of him first and foremost. Organizations, you know, I'm not really for them, to be honest, because it doesn't go with what the scriptures are saying. And so when we see what the scriptures are saying, what does the scripture show us? The pattern in the scripture. You know, the things that work, you know, at the dawn of the new age of grace. God hasn't changed, we're still in grace. And there's a way to move in that grace from home to home. And it will multiply very quickly. But in a big church, it's nice to get everyone together if you're going to do something. But really, weekly fellowships in the home, daily fellowship in the home. Now, I know there's believers that come on here that they're actually going to Fida and Sakina and Ethel and Millie, they're doing the women's strand in Strong, which is great. It's a time to build up. It's a time to further encouragement. But Ethel and Millie, they do these fellowships every day, you know, and I know Peter joins on to it, which is really great. Their daily fellowship, and that's their desire, you know. And then there's time, there's people that are not fellowshipping every day, but when you're on your own, you can spend time with God. You can watch the telly. You can do whatever you want. Like, God is with you. He'll give you projects to do. And people don't think it's spiritual, but it is. If you're with God, it's God. God wants you to be happy and blessed. And so, like, He wants us to enjoy this life. It's not a struggle. When we're doing it from our own strength, when we're listening to the senses of the scriptures, you know, not inspired from God, and God's opened it up, then it's a struggle. Then we're looking at the negatives. Oh, it's the devil. It's the devil spirits. You have great authority over them. They got no rights in your life. You command those things out. If you've got lack, you command those lack spirits to get out. Hindering spirits to leave. Okay, confusion spirits to get out. Let there be light. You declare this from your mouth. You have great authority. And we just need to practice. And I practice this all the time. All the time. As God energizes me, I practice it. God will say to me, now, Lawrence, you command these things out. Call to yourself what you desire. You call it. You say it. Call those things which are not as though they were. Lawrence, see the end results. Don't see with your physical eyes, but see with your spiritual eyes. You've got five spiritual senses. And that's what we're to live by. That's the mind of Christ right there. The five spiritual senses. Then we've got the five carnal senses, which is our old nature. God says, now, you've got the mind of Christ. You've got direct access to me, seeing the spiritual. If you can see the invisible, you'll see it in the visible. You see the end results. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's how we're to live and move, baby. The just shall live by tradition. No, the just shall live by faith. Faith is the things that you see in the spiritual, not in the physical. And I didn't write the book. It's in the scriptures there. Just let God, ask God to open it up to you, and He will. And then as you practice that way, you start to see a wonderful result from God. So that's what I wanted to share. So God bless your beautiful hearts.